Brock and Salk.
With my brains and your brawn, we'll make an excellent team.
Every morning at 7:45 and 9:30, presented by Top Fitness Store on the Mike Salk Show.
Brock Huard is my hero.
What Brock Huard says, no, he's not a friend of mine.
Subscribe to receive new episodes of the Brock and Salk podcast at Apple Podcasts or on Google Podcasts.
Hello, Brock. How are we doing?
Good morning. Good Monday morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to my daughter, Avery, who turns 10 years old today.
Wow.
Happy birthday to Avery.
Wow.
Golden birthday. 10 on the 10th.
Congratulations, Avery. I don't know what surprises me more, that Avery's 10.
Yes.
Or that Bob Stelton's been in at Cairo 12 years.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, he got here when he was 60, so he's only 72 years old right now today. Yeah, very impressive.
Maura dumped that. That's ridiculous.
Well, I'm just saying. That's what I'd heard. I don't know if it's true. I can't confirm that. But yeah, happy birthday to Avery today.
What a day today, Avery.
Yes.
Happy birthday. And what a day yesterday. That was some incredible football.
Wasn't it just great drama?
From beginning to end. I mean, I don't know how much we hunker down. And
I didn't leave my house yet. I literally didn't step outside.
It was incredible. I mean, the Pittsburgh game was incredible. The Seahawks game was incredible.
Yep.
The nighttime game. I mean, Collinsworth and Al Michaels. And Al Michaels has seen a lot now. Okay. He's been a lot of videos. He's called some of the most special moments. And he last night, it was speechless. That was
the game of the year for me. I really enjoyed it. We'll come back to that because you're crazy and talking about it. But let's talk about the Seahawks first and foremost. They get the win yesterday. They finish on a high note. They're going crazy in the locker room afterwards. Pete says that he's good. I heard after the game. Now, did you listen to Pete after the game? Did you watch his press conference?
I did.
Heard Pete Carroll. Now, maybe this is my brain. I heard Pete talking directly to Russell Wilson. The first thing he does is talk about how great the offensive line is, and maybe that was in my mind after Jake said that was the crux of the issue last week. And then he goes on to say, yeah, we won recently because we've been running the ball because we're balanced, and you don't need to throw the ball for 400 yards to win. You need balance.
Yep.
I hear Pete talking to Russ.
Oh, I hear him talking to Jody. And I think, and I would hope that decision's made. Jay Glazer, by the way, I was also watching the early before the game. Gosh, yesterday was just a football day.
Yes.
And Glazer went through all of the different scenarios and teams of people that were out. This was before the game. And he actually had Pete on a list of.
Oh.
Yeah, he had Pete on
the
list.
He didn't even mention them after the game.
Correct. So that shows you, I think, the magnitude and the impact of what those 60 minutes could do. Because before the game, he was not on the out list. It was on the watch. It was on the watch. And Glazer said something kind of quickly about, well, there's going to be some changes there. So I don't know what that is going to look like, but it's not – I think I can say definitively this morning – and you could throw this back in my face if I'm proven wrong. I don't think Pete's going anywhere.
Yeah, me neither.
And
how
I think
could
that
he be?
Messaging after the game was to Jody and the other voices in that room with Jody Allen that this is what we are. You know, that maybe there was a stretch there, Mike, and I know you're going to talk to him in a season-ending interview today, and it'll be fascinating. And there were many weeks there, many Sundays for following many games where he did not have answers, right? And to one point where he walked out and had to come back into the room realizing that is not the way I'm going to conduct my business. But he didn't have answers for what was wrong with their team. He could not speak to it. And that was, I think, the most alarming to ownership and to others. And I think after the game, it was very clear, we do have answers. And the last week, 6 weeks have shown that very clearly. And the answers are the balance that we need. The answers are a first-time coordinator that got comfortable. The answers are a quarterback that believes in what we're doing. The answers are a difference-making running back that went from a first-round bust and blossomed into one of the best backs in the league the last 6 weeks. And when we play that kind of ball, we still have a pretty special culture here where people love to play. And it doesn't matter how interchangeable the parts were, because there were a lot of them yesterday on the O-line and the D-line and the secondary. But there's a culture that guys love to play. And I think he was just reinforcing that to a fan base and certainly to an ownership group and other people in management that, you know, there were weeks there we did not have answers. But down the stretch, we found exactly who we are.
Well, yeah, there's probably some truth to that as well, talking to Jody. But I also heard him talking to Russ. And you know, again, Russ says, you know, we have this lock and fora, these two cuts from last week that I can't quite shake. The first saying that there are six boxes for the Seahawks to check and that they haven't checked any of them. And then this one.
If they force him to play out the contract, so be it. I'm not sure Russell Wilson's a guy who would flat out withhold his services, but it has been clear to the Seahawks in the past, and it's going to be abundantly clear to them in the near future that he would like the opportunity to play elsewhere, and obviously he has a no-trade clause.
It's going to be made abundantly clear to them, Brock.
Well, I mean,
does that go away?
Is this also, Mike? I mean, let's be honest. This is one tentacle of all of this we've never talked about. Is this also, you know what? Josh Allen's making $45 million. Mahomes making $45 million. Aaron Rodgers, after this season, after his whole ploy last year, he's going to make $50 million a year. Is this also just a ploy that with 2 years left on our deal, we want to rip this up and want the final 6-year deal paying us $50 million a year? I mean, is that also a possibility in all of this conversation?
Of course.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers did it last year. I mean, I think he utilized and tried to hit the nuclear button as far as you could possibly go. And many of us, including myself, thought he was done in Green Bay. And by all accounts, what he was really doing is looking at, you know, leveraging the situation with a couple years left on his deal and ripping it up and probably more than likely with salary cap growing, going to make $50 million a year. So is this Russ with 2 years left now on a contract that actually becomes, for a quarterback of his level, team-friendly with their salary cap space, saying, no, nope, rip it up. Because these other guys, I do not want to be in this line of wherever I'm going to be now.
2 years seven, out? Eight, nine, I don't 10. Know. I believe that certainly, look, that's always a possibility. Do I believe Mark Rogers is money-grubbing? Yes, I do. Do I think that they're doing it 2 years early? That seems a little early. Like, next year, I think I'd buy it 100%.
1,000%.
But this year, I don't know. Look, there's probably something there. But I don't know.
I mean, last year, it was frustration after a disappointing 12-4 season, disappointing playoff loss. Being 12-4 and feeling like you have enough pieces in a home playoff game to get back to a Super Bowl. Last year was emotional. Last year was irrational. And last year, I think, had a lot to do with some of the talent and the line and the supporting cast that wasn't good enough in that Rams game, right? And so I think that was last year. But heading into this year, I don't know, man. There's some of my just gut that feels like this could be a whole lot more contractual driven than actually.
God, frankly, I hope you're right. That would be a fantastic, you know, thing. If we found out that was the case, that would be wonderful.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
How good was Rashad Penny yesterday?
Well, you know, Brock, he was okay. He was pretty good.
Are you gonna
I know he weighs too many pounds for you. Like, he's at 236, and you want him at like 212 or whatever.
No, I want him
like,
healthy. So if he's healthy,
whatever, you don't. No, no,
I don't
you
really
want
care.
Him thin and light in his feet.
No, I do.
You
not.
You don't care that he beats the safety to the spot on the long touchdown run. You don't care that he had all of the extra yards after contact and expected yards. You just want him to look pretty so that he's thin
if
for you.
If he stays available with a higher body fat weighing 240, then God bless. Him because he is one.
Don't throw 5 pounds on him. 235.
Whatever.
There's no reason to throw him at 240. That's just not the right number.
And is this the way you're going to play it? Is this the road you're going to use? The card you're going to lay down?
Me?
Yeah, of being like, oh, yeah, he was all right. Are you going to be try to play the humble card right now?
No, he was freaking incredible. I know what he was. He ran for 190 yards. He ran for over 8 yards a carry. For the year, he nearly ran for 6 yards a carry.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. How was Cody Barton yesterday? Maybe more importantly.
He was pretty good. He's the last 2 weeks is incredibly active. And this is why tackle numbers, you got to always be careful. They're like kickoff return yard numbers. That, you know, having an absurd amount of tackles is not always a great thing, right? You want to spray those around. You want defensive linemen. You want safeties. You want other linebackers. You want your team, you know, to be tackling machines. And you don't want to be on the field forever. Right, which was, you know, unfortunately at times what this defense was about. And it's why Jordan Brooks broke the single season franchise record in total tackles. And if Bobby played yesterday, he would have broken that record. So there were a ton of tackles. He is much more instinctive, as we talked about on the podcast, at middle linebacker than he is at strong side linebacker or even Will. Playing right in the middle of the action is where he fits best. And he played a pretty solid game.
Yeah,
Was he super physical, Mike, at the point of contact and stopping people and hitting everything and pushing it backwards? No. But does he have the size to do that? I think that's the question moving forward. He has the instincts, and he showed you that he's going to stick around and play linebacker in this league for a long time.
You're crazy if you think that timeout changed anything last night.
You really don't think the Raiders were just going to run it out?
No.
Okay.
I think they were going to run another running play, which is what they did, and
I
then it led to it. I think you got suckered by Chris Collinsworth, the people did in the Super Bowl.
I think I tried to reread Justin Herbert's lips 8 times when he's like, "Oh, I think they were just going to run it out."
They weren't. They were going to run another running play.
And I think they're just going to run another running play. And
but that's what they did.
They're going to like run the clock out.
No, they ran another running play. Once they ran the running play and they got to under a 50-yard field goal, of course they were going to kick it.
I don't know, man.
Maybe if you had stopped them on the running play. Like, if you want to criticize them, criticize them for giving up 7 or 8, 9 yards.
Oh, 100%.
But not for the timeout. No, what are you talking about?
100%. The criticism was you didn't stop that.
Right.
But right next to it is, why did you call that timeout?
Because they didn't have the right personnel on the field to try to stop them.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
That what the answer was?
They had to get somebody off the field and get somebody else on or something.
Ooh,
like that.
Okay.
That's why. It had nothing to, but I don't think it had anything to do with what the Raiders opted to do.
I
they were always trying to win the game.
We're going to talk about this in more length.
Okay.
Because it's more than a 15 or 30 second conversation.
I don't think it is. I think we just had it and it's over. Forget
goodbye.
It. Goodbye. Goodbye. See you later.
Hear the Mike Salk Show every morning from 6 to 10 on 710 ESPN Seattle.